Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, from where he joins us now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Now, I was looking at news of the entrepreneurial ecosystem in South Carolina the last little bit, and I was struck by two different announcements on either end of the state that kind of talk about how robust and deep our entrepreneurial ecosystem's becoming. It's kind of exciting. The first is that Clemson has announced a new dean of their College of Business. Her name is Wendy York, and she previously was associate dean of the Stanford University Graduate School of Business. She's an undergraduate major from Stanford, and she has an MBA from Harvard. What stood out to me is she also has 5 years of working experience as a venture capitalist. She managed a private portfolio with a market capitalization of almost $100 million, and she's led 4 early-stage technology and internet companies. So I think having somebody like this running one of the major business schools in the state is really impressive and important, because not only does she have the expertise in high-tech kinds of entrepreneurial startups, but then she's got lots of connections back to Silicon Valley and that general area, which I think could be really beneficial to Clemson and the state of South Carolina as a whole. So that's pretty impressive. We're able to attract somebody like that to the state, isn't it?
Well, do we know how Clemson was able to lure her away from Stanford?
Well, I don't know about her, but I know I've talked to some other faculty members at Clemson and asked that question. I have a business partner, Delphine Dean, that came from MIT, and she said, well, it was the reputation of her peers on campus, and we see some of the same thing at South Carolina and the medical university. So that's very encouraging when people like this, you know, look around, they see the other folks on campus, and they say, hey, this is a growing base of expertise and peers that, you know, I feel like I can be a part of.
Well, what else do you see happening in our state's entrepreneurial ecosystem?
Well, the other thing I thought was interesting was the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship, which is a part of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, announced some grant funding and mentoring for 5 companies. Most of them are in the low country. The first is Manchester Farms. It's actually the oldest quail producer in the United States, and they've got a product. Let me spell this so nobody misunderstands what I'm saying. It's called QWAP, Quail Quap. And what it is compost made from quail manure. Now, there's a niche market for you. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you did spell that.
Yeah. The second one's the Sweet Bay Produce and Nursery. They're an expert in hydroponic produce. They don't actually grow in soil directly. A leader in fresh fruits and vegetables. Heron Farms down in Charleston is one of the first saltwater farms in the United States. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? And they grow a product called Silicornia, sometimes called sea pickle, sea beans, sea asparagus. You see it in restaurants down in Charleston. Another one of those niche kind of things, right, where, you know, you're not just going to find that everywhere. Then there's a company called Care Energy, led by Janice Ryan Bohawk, and she's an expert in sweet potatoes. Now, there you go. You can make lots of different kinds of things out of sweet potatoes, and she's focused on that, and the Department of Agriculture is helping her with all kind of research and development. And then finally, we've got Southern Crop Solutions, and they're in Holly Hill. And they're starting to develop various kinds of technology solutions, from auto steering systems on tractors, performing precision soil sampling. And I thought that was particularly interesting, auto steering programs on tractors, because that makes you think of, you know, the automotive cluster in South Carolina and a lot of the kind of work's going on at iCar and places like that, some of the work going on at the McNair Center. And I wonder if there's a way to connect these things together. So anyway, I thought it was really interesting that, you know, we had a couple of announcements back to back, and one of them was somebody that we recruited from San Francisco and Silicon Valley, awesome credentials and connections back to that part of the world. And then the other announcement had to do with agriculture and what we do here well, and, you know, some really niche markets that we could dominate. So it's just, to me, a great testament to the growth and robustness of the entrepreneurial ecosystem that we're developing in the state.
Well, John, with summer knocking on the door, what does our business calendar look like?
Well, there's a Ag to Art tour that's going on in South Carolina, focused on 12 counties. It should be very interesting. And then we've got the standard things each month, the million cups across the state and the Tech After Five, the places for entrepreneurs to be able to plug in.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.